It was crazy. People sitting on the floor, a long queue winding its way up to reception. People lying across chairs. This was Tuesday morning. Some had been there since Sunday. Staff under huge pressure, stressed with their workload, no time to think. It was just panic. At one point I thought, I'm going to die. Tánaiste, those are the words of Niamh, who presented at the A&E in Galway University Hospital at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, April 9th, after a night of intense stomach pain. Despite being unable to walk or sit with the pain, Niamh wasn't triaged until after 7 a.m. She felt the nurse had no time to ask proper questions and she was rushed out. When her bloods were taken over an hour later, Niamh was in a bad way and she could barely move with the pain. Other patients looked on with worry, but she had to ask for pain medication. It was then that a nurse finally asked if she could be pregnant. Niamh never saw that nurse again. Niamh had an ectopic pregnancy, but wouldn't be spotted until much later. 5 hours after she presented at reception, Niamh finally saw a doctor. She had to walk to the other side of the emergency department in pain described as 8 out of 10. She wasn't even offered a wheelchair. She felt the doctor was so rushed that he wasn't taking in what she was saying. Niamh was returned to the waiting area, which she described as like a war zone. She provided a urine sample, which she was asked to leave on a cart for collection. 2 hours later, she noticed that it was still lying there, and Niamh broke down crying. She asked a nurse why her sample was still sitting there, what was happening with her blood tests, and her questions were met with confusion. One blood test result came back showing elevated white cells, a suspected infection. She was prescribed an antibiotic and a pain drug, Keryl. As the Keryl was being administered, the nurse came rushing back in panic and shouted, "You are pregnant. You can't be on this painkiller while pregnant." And then panic ensued about how much she had been given. Niamh was finally referred to a gynaecologist at 12:45 p.m. and it was only then that the possibility of an ectopic pregnancy was raised. It was determined that Niamh needed an emergency scan, which she didn't get until 2:30 p.m., 8.5 hours after coming in. The scan showed nothing but blood in her uterus. Niamh's emergency surgery wouldn't happen until 6:45 p.m., 12 hours after she first presented. Niamh's partner was told it would take 1.5 hours. The operation took over 3 due to significant internal bleeding. Sometimes Niamh can't believe she survived. She kept thinking, what's going to happen to my baby son if I don't survive? It was deeply traumatizing for her and her family. Niamh told me, I don't blame anyone. There was too much pressure on them. They weren't even able to handle the amount of people at 6 a.m. I'm lucky I went in early in the morning. If I'd gone later, I don't know if I'd still be here. The chaos Niamh experienced in GUH is not unique. In the last 3 years, the overcrowding alert was activated more times than any other hospital. The hospital was clearly understaffed. The workers were run off their feet. There clearly wasn't enough beds. Tánaiste, stories like Niamh's are why your recruitment embargo is so dangerous. Lift this recruitment embargo, fund the 1,500 beds that our hospital need, deliver the elective centre for the West, invest in our local health services. This is the only way to tackle overcrowding. But Minister Tánaiste, I could ask you plenty of questions about the health service, but I'll leave that to Niamh, who wanted me to ask you. People are dying needlessly in our emergency departments. I could have been one of them.